Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Success Curve with Jed Ray. You can tune in each week as Jed and his guests talk about your success. You can join the conversation on the internet. Visit blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, where you can send your questions to Jed.
And yes, the success is curved. I got to tell you, after a week's break, we're back in the studio, CTV studio in Eugene, Oregon, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve and livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. And those of you locally here in Eugene, Oregon, get to see us on CTV Comcast 29. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I have my colleague and all-around champion, Josh Dunn, with me again. We're going to segue from where we were 2 weeks ago into some new topics. But if you are listening to this, it's Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can call in at 347-989-8484 and join the conversation. Josh!
How are you?
Oh, man, I am awesome. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Good. I am so glad to have you back again because we're going to talk about some really cool things. You left us 2 weeks ago, tickled our fancy with some ideas of money coaching.
Well, yeah.
But at the end of that, you kind of segued into, hey, guys, I got something new for you.
And
so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about how to live an extraordinary life. You're cutting edge. And Josh has been a coach for many, many years in the financial industry and is now focusing his passion and his interest in men and how men can live a powerful and extraordinary life. Ordinary men. Coaching ordinary men.
Yeah, to live extraordinary lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an ordinary guy.
You are an ordinary guy. I'm an ordinary guy.
Yeah.
But we live extraordinary lives. That's part of the.
We do.
Part of the magic and the fun.
We really, really do live amazing, extraordinary lives.
Yeah.
And the power of when we realize that, when we're in our own, authenticity, when we look within ourselves for that spiritual connection, that power, that influence, and wow. So just start us off. What was this all about? What started this passion about working with men, and what inspired you to do this?
Well, it was years. It's been years in the making. I was actually introduced to men's work about 5 years ago, and specifically through a book written by David Data called The Way of the Superior Man.
Mm.
So, actually, let's go back further than that.
David Data.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, I had these dreams of, being a superhero, being a rescue ranger, all this stuff, all the games that we play as kids. Then growing up, I was, of course, like all of us, encouraged to be more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got into the workforce, what I ended up doing is looking for opportunities, already existing opportunities, things that I thought, okay, so here's a way that I can make money, and then trying to fit myself into something that was already existing.
Right.
And at this time, I was building a new business, which was frankly doomed to fail, and did, you know, which was perfect. And I was working with a coach at the time, and a very good friend of mine, he introduced me to the work of David Dayton, specifically The Way of the Superior Man. I read that book, and it completely shifted the way that I look at being a man. It shifted the way that I think about authentic masculinity. You were talking about authenticity earlier,
mm-hmm.
And I loved what you were talking about that before the cameras were on. You were talking about, you know, when you are, one, being authentic, you know, centered in your own purpose, but also when you are authentically putting yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
in service of someone else, that's,
mm-hmm.
where you start to get that real power.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I started to kind of key into when I was reading this book.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It on the surface, it seems as society has us believe, in fact, this discussion is kind of a discussion that took place a couple days ago with another friend of mine. And then again this morning with my co-author, Christine, we were talking about how children are, and this is kind of taking us off subject, but I'll bring,
mm-hmm.
it back, is that how children are totally in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They have an uncanny ability to really be able to perceive and understand what's going on around them. But we don't give that a lot of credit,
mm-hmm.
because they're not old enough. They haven't had enough experience like us adults. And the interesting thing is, as a young boy and then as a young man and now as, I guess I could say I'm mature. Well, I'm maturing.
Maturing.
But as we grow older, we become jaded in a lot of ways and we lose this edge that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
this extraordinary ability. As a young boy, those kinds of things are really part of our being and who we are, and we lose that. And so thanks to people like you who are going to be teaching young men or men, it doesn't matter, young or old, men to reclaim that sense of spirit, that sense of energy, that,
mm-hmm.
sense of authenticity, and to live an extraordinary life. And it's all about reconnecting with what we really are. Yeah,
well, you know, and it's an excellent point because I think the thing that younger people have access still to is this sense of adventure. They're willing to take risks.
Mm.
I mean, if you take a kid, we'll beat it into them eventually, but you can't, you know, a kid wants to be a rock star. A kid wants to be, you know, an NBA basketball player, and then the first thing, you know, well, you're not tall enough, you're not, you know, whatever it is, you're,
mm-hmm.
not enough. They still have access to that that sense of adventure and that sense of, you know, can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what we're talking about is, you know, so how do we reintroduce that? How do we bring that back to us, you know, as grown men,
mm-hmm.
mature men who, you know, for all intents and purposes have kind of had that beat out of us over the years.
You're listening to Josh Dunn on The Success Curve. Your Cutting Edge is the name of his company. The name of the website is your-cutting-edge.com. Your-cutting-edge.com, split by hyphens. Check it out. You can call in and ask Josh any question about this topic. What it means for a man to live an extraordinary life is the next question. But we're coming to you live from CTV Studios. My name is Jed Ray. I'm your host. We can be seen on Blog Talk Radio or heard on Blog Talk Radio, seen on Livestream.com, also on Comcast locally in Eugene, Comcast 29. You can see us also on Facebook, the Facebook page there, The Success Curve. And you can also watch it simulcast at the live stream or at thesuccesscurve.com as well. So, Josh, what does it mean for a man to live an extraordinary life? What's the significance of that?
Well, what I consider to be someone who lives an extraordinary life, one, it's someone who's out to make a difference, someone who's,
mm-hmm.
out to make a difference on the planet,
mm-hmm.
Out to make a difference with other people. to contribute, to be of service, and then two, it's someone who is willing to live at their edge. The basis of, I mean, that's what my business is all about. It's your cutting edge, and it's about living at your edge.
Is that edge, when you say that, is that what I conceive in my head about being at my, the when I think of my CZ, my comfort zone, and I look at where I'm the most powerful and the most the most influential is when I'm on the outside of that edge.
For sure.
When I'm pushing myself mm-hmm. beyond. When I'm sitting in the center of that CZ, my comfort zone, you know, I'm really not useful. I'm not powerful. I'm not influential.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the things that Spirit would have me do. I'm not doing the things that I know that I have the confidence to do. Is that the same thing?
It is. Yes, absolutely. That's part of it. You know, so I've identified five things for the man that wants to live at his edge. First of all, knowing a purpose, and we'll talk about mm-hmm. that more, but knowing a purpose, owning, embracing your own divine masculine power, also embodying your purpose and your power, and knowing your real edge, and that's kind of what you're talking about, that comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
knowing your real edge, what your current limits are, and then also expanding that edge constantly, always being willing to lean just a little bit beyond your edge and expand that just a little bit at a time.
Oh, man, how powerful is that? So let me ask you this. We're going to go to a break here in just a minute, but I want to address this. Why is this so important? Why is it important for a man to understand what it is and the purpose, that to discover what their purpose mm-hmm. is? Why is it important for that to occur?
Well, first of all, for a man, and this is a bold statement, but there really may be no more important thing for a man to discover than what his purpose is. But inside of that, you got to keep in mind, it's not important unless you're up to something. It's not important unless mm-hmm. you are committed to living an extraordinary life and making a difference on the planet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't need to know your purpose. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have integrity if you want to sit on the couch and eat Cheetos.
Right.
You don't need any of this stuff.
Yeah. Right. Or if you want to climb on the treadmill and go down the same path as everybody else.
Right. Right.
You know, be to the cattle call, be to the sheep call, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, be herded by the lovely Basque during the summertime. If you want to be controlled by that environment, you're right. You don't need that. So you need to stand. Then what I am gathering from that is that we men, the men that want to really truly find out what our purpose is, we need to stand in that awareness that it is looking for understanding, discovering, and being willing to accept whatever that purpose is.
Yeah, and owning it.
Owning it.
Yeah.
Owning it. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back. This is The Success Curve, and we'll see you right now. Right back.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What do you do?
Wants to know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I
promise. Am I on?
I think
these little guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual fart from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Right.
That's my friends Harry and Phil. They have a program every Monday evening on Vivid Life Radio, Marvelous Mondays. You need to tune in. Check them out. They're pretty amazing. I call them a couple. Yeah, they're amazing guys. I love them to death, and we've got a lot of things we're working on projects. We are sitting here chatting with Josh Dunn, your cutting edge, inspiring men to live extraordinary lives. This is The Success Curve coming to you live from the set of CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon, broadcast live on Comcast Channel 29 in Eugene and Springfield, simulcast audio signal out to blogtalk.com/The Success Curve, and also feeding a simulcast video stream to livestream.com/The Success Curve. And you can call in and become part of the conversation. Give us a call at 347-989-8484.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go back to discovering the purpose. Why is it important then that we think so few men are actively engaged in this process? What is that about? We talked a little bit about if you don't want to be engaged, it's real simple. All you do is just sit on the couch and eat Cheetos. But what is it what is your opinion of why so many men are actually not engaged in this activity?
Well, there's what I would call roadblocks to discovering your purpose. The first one is really simple. A lot of men don't even know they're supposed to be looking for it. And again, they're not supposed to be looking for it unless it's, you know, that's the game they're in. And they're wanting to jump into that, you know, the extraordinary track, we'll call it. Another thing is a lot of men have been sort of given a default purpose, whether it's from their culture, society, their religion, their family. So that might look like, you know, my purpose is to provide for my family, put food on the table. If it's your religion, it might look like, you know, my purpose is to, and some of these might actually be your purpose, but, you know, to spread the word of God, to prepare for the second coming of someone or other. Right. So there are these sort of default purposes that we get fed as we're growing up. And if we embrace those, then it doesn't give us the freedom to look and see what else is there, what else is possible.
How powerful is that?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking along that lines. I was just, you know, when we look at the influences of family, the influences of community, the influences of culture, the influence of even the broader sense of religion as a basis for culture, those influence our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those that step outside of that, like you were just saying, that look to find out if that purpose is significant enough to become influential and become extraordinary.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it fits, you know, if that's the purpose that fits you authentically.
Right, right.
You know, again, it's just like me trying to fit myself into something that already exists. It just wasn't a fit.
Right.
And it's, you know, very sort of cart before the horse. You know, if you find out what your true expression is, then finding an outlet for that is actually pretty simple.
I remember these conversations and, you know, how much of the accolade that we get from family. Let's be honest about it. It initially comes from the immediate family, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, grandparents, siblings, you know, whatever it is, that's where we get our support structure. And if we're not willing to step outside of that, then we're not living our full purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, not in all cases.
Yeah.
And truly, that's not what I'm saying, that that you have to go against family, not in the least. But when you don't find your purpose in that structure.
Yeah, and a lot of us don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and we do have to step outside the tribe and you know,
I can say that I've done just that in the last couple of years, and that's the gift, the divine gift that you talk about.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit about divine gift and what that means?
Yeah, so the divine gift, first of all, everyone has a divine gift. And the divine gift, and so when I talk about purpose, and let me go back just for a second, another one of the roadblocks to people discovering their authentic purpose is that there are so many different definitions of what purpose is. Some people say it's, you know, your livelihood, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what purpose means is the unique expression that you have for bringing your divine gift to the world.
Wow.
So everyone has a divine gift. And let me get clear about divine gift. The divine gift doesn't necessarily come from you. It comes through you from the divine.
Right.
But each of us have a very natural way that we express a particular quality of the divine.
Mm-hmm.
So just as an example, and divine gifts, they don't exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no love
mm-hmm.
out in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless mm-hmm. someone is presencing that.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's also no hatred. There's no anger. There's none of that at all. It's from within.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the work is to discover what is this divine gift that I have inside me? What is this natural expression of a quality of the divine that my heart naturally expresses to people? And it's also, not so coincidentally, it's also the thing that we need the most for ourselves. It's the thing that our heart longs for the most.
Oh, man, it just dawned on me that when you said that, that the purpose for stepping up into our authenticity, stepping into our authentic self, stepping into the extraordinary life,
mm-hmm.
is really a natural process, but we've lost the ability to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost the ability to feel it. We've lost the ability to understand it. And so by defining purpose and by looking for and understanding what the divine gift is, that brings back a huge amount of understanding. Wow.
Yeah. You know, and it's wonderful that you say that because I think we do, it is a natural thing. We do have a natural
mm-hmm.
expression.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets covered over by these layers of, you know, to-do lists and things, right, and different priorities, and it becomes de-emphasized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we lose touch with that.
So along that same line, if once we understand our purpose, then how do we embody that? What is that? Okay, well, let's do it this way. What does this look like for you right this moment? In this moment of now, you have a very specific purpose,
mm-hmm.
and that is to teach and hold up the extraordinary men that come to you for coaching, support, training, whatever the adjective is to describe that what it is that you're going to do for men.
Yeah.
So now that we know that, how is that embodied in you right now?
It's a great question. Well, first of all, to embody something, you become an expression of that
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once mm-hmm. you know what your divine gift is, you know what your purpose is, you then become an expression of that yourself.
Mm.
So for me, you know, there's a few things. One is my divine gift. And by the way, and just I want to make an acknowledgement just really quickly. A lot of the work that I've done around discovering my own divine gift and also bringing this work to other men, this work has come from a man named Mark Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Portland. He's mm-hmm. With Heart of Business. And if you go to heartofbusiness.com, anyway, he has a marvelous, amazing process that you can use for discovering your divine gift.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it your jewel.
Your jewel.
But I just want to acknowledge he's one of my mentors, and he provided, you know, that piece for me. And I want to make sure that he gets acknowledged for that.
And his background is many, many years as
he's a Sufi. Yeah, he's
right.
A Sufi master, Sufi teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Very. Spiritually grounded, very skilled,
mm-hmm.
And he brings a spiritual, you know, he says he brings a, you know, a spiritual bent to business, but it's really that he Right. So, but yeah, and by the way, if you go to his website, you can actually download, it's called Getting to the Core. You can download a free ebook that will explain it's
what's that website again?
Theheartofbusiness.com.
Maybe it's
Heart of Business. I think it's heartofbusiness.com.
Heartofbusiness.com.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't go through, do the.
Yeah, and just
heartofbusiness.com.
Yeah, if you do a search for Mark Silver, Heart of Business, it'll pop right up. But he has a free ebook download that you can get called Getting to the Core, and it outlines the remembrance process, which is a way of connecting with the divine.
Mm.
And then he has a process called Unveiling Your Jewel, which is trademarked, and that's, I don't know why that just popped in my head, but
well, that's okay. But you've been working with him for some time now.
Yeah.
I know at least 6 months, if not long.
Yeah,
not longer.
And I've got a lot of respect for him and his process.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go check that out. So back to embodying your purpose. So for me, my purpose is to help people to discover and be their own purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Inside of that, my own divine gift, we call it being a sustainer.
Mm-hmm.
So I provide, and you just pointed to it a second ago. I provide sort of a shelter
mm-hmm.
for people
mm-hmm.
so that they can go through whatever it is that they need to go through to uncover their gift, to
mm-hmm.
uncover their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, and part of me embodying that is to, always have that at the forefront when I'm dealing with a client. But there are other things with embodying, for me, because I work with men, I need to be physically active. I need
mm-hmm.
to be able to, get out and kind
mm-hmm.
of mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what it takes for me to stay in this game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you've done an extremely good job of shifting a powerful energy. You spent a huge amount of time of your life in the financial world, but you did it from a very spiritual based
mm-hmm.
Focus. It was, again, like Mark does. He brings business to spirit instead of spirit to business. although my guess is that he probably intermingles it in his entire life, but most people don't realize that you're being spiritually influenced. And that's what you did with finance, and
mm-hmm.
now that's
right.
what's happening with Extraordinary Men, Extraordinary
yeah.
Lives, and you're cutting edge. You're listening to Josh Dunn, where the Success Curve, coming to you live from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon. The Success Curve set is shown on Comcast, local in Eugene and Springfield at Channel 29. If you're seeing this, and I forgot to say this earlier, if you're seeing this and it is not Wednesday evening, it's between 7 and 8 p.m. Pacific time, don't call in on the 347-989-8484 because there won't be anybody here. But tonight, if you'd like to join in the conversation, ask Josh any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 347-989-8484. We would love to chat with you. We can you can hear us on blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, and you can also see us on livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. I've got my tongue tied today. We're going to go to another break, and we'll be right back. This is The Success Curve. Okay. Sounds good. We're having a few little technical difficulties. It's been an interesting morning. We've been away for a week and had the show recorded from a previous show and came back to some changes in the computer and changes in life, and that's okay. That's all good. We're bending and twisting, and we're making it happen as we go.
That's right.
It's all good.
Maintaining your purpose and your direction, you're handling it.
Yeah. I mean, it's extraordinary. And, let's talk about that just for a moment. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever expect it to be figured this way, but I knew that I would have an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what that audience mm-hmm. looked like. I didn't know what that platform looked like. I had no concept. Okay, cool. We got a caller. Let me just finish this thought. I had no concept of what it actually looked like. I just knew that I believed deeply that I had an opportunity to share some type of process of event with a broader audience. So that's I'm doing some teaching at the university. I've got this TV show and a radio show. There's an opportunity to influence those that are listening to us, and that's what this show is all about.
Before you take this call, can I say something about that?
Yeah, really please.
That's a huge part of this process is having the courage to answer that call.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you had a call, I had a call. We're about to take another call. But really, I mean, you've got this calling, and I think there's a lot of men that are, you know, maybe even watching the show right now, I don't know, but sitting on the couch watching their TV and feeling like there's something more, there's something bigger that I'm meant for.
And there is. Yeah.
There absolutely is, and it's up to you whether you answer that call or not.
Yeah.
So
we'll answer that call.
Let's answer that call.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Call you. Caller.
Hello, Jed and Josh.
Hey, Michael. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I heard you guys talking about being extraordinary, so I had to call in.
Yeah. Well,
you heard the call.
This is Michael McCleary, and he's the king of extraordinary. Film producer out of Michigan.
Detroit. Yeah, Detroit.
Well, yeah, okay. That's right, Detroit. That's where all the filmmakers are now, right?
Well, some of us are.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's got some projects all over the country. He's been down in South Florida. He's going to be in L.A. doing some shooting. And then he's got another gig in back in Michigan. He's going to be doing some shooting, so... Michael, you rock, dude. What's going on?
Well, thank you. I just had to call in and say hello, and I let you guys know you're doing a great job, and really appreciate everything you're sharing tonight.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you, Michael.
And you, Michael, do in yourself exemplify this conversation quite a bit. Living an extraordinary life. For those of you that don't know Michael McCleary, lived a true passion, a deep, deep, deep-seated passion. One day just said, I'm done doing the 9-to-5, and stepped out of himself into the extraordinary side and created a documentary film with a very close friend of his. And he and Casey just it's just been an amazing path ever since he made that decision. And that's what it really takes is stepping out.
Good. Yeah, definitely stepping out and going out there to pursue your dreams, but at the same time, you know, being responsible. I have a family and three kids, and you have to be responsible for that at the same time that you pursue your passion, but you make calculated risks. And, you know, this was a great one. It took me 5 years to create the film, worked in a variety of other projects, and now I'm, you know, really starting to get a lot busier doing documentaries, and also I'll be working on my first feature film in the next three.
Very cool.
Yeah, two months.
That's cool.
With some really major stars, major budget, and that's a really exciting thing that's all occurred because I was willing to step out of my comfort zone and follow my passion.
Yeah,
living on the edge.
That's your cutting edge right there, Michael McCleary. God, I love you, brother. I can't wait to see you. A couple weeks. We're going to connect, and I get to play Ed McMahon. I get to play Ed McMahon, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I'm the third wheel on his wonderful radio show every Tuesday evening, and I just have been so blessed to be a part of his life. I love it. He and Maria have a great show with a great following, and it's just awesome. It's been part of my stepping out, my passion too,
yeah.
You know, accepting that role and being very, very comfortable in it And it's you know, I'm kind of the, okay, so I am. I'm the Ed McMahon, and I stand in the corner and I make funnies and everybody laughs. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you do more than that, Jed. You do great in that role, but you do a lot more than that. But you know, I really appreciate you guys. Great sharing. I just had to stop by, say hello, let you know you're doing a great job, and we will talk to you all pretty soon.
Thanks, okay, brother. See ya.
Thanks, Jed.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to speak to something that Michael just said, which is actually really important. There's this feeling of kind of riskiness, I think, that men often have, that, you know, oh my God, these guys are asking me to, you know, leave my 9-to-5 and jump out there and what, you know, go try to play professional basketball. I mean, I don't know, whatever your thing is. And that's not exactly what we're saying here. It might be that you're called. I remember the day when I called up my boss and said, I can't do this anymore. I got to go out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have any integrity for me to stay there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen with you. Now, one of the things is when you discover your divine gift, when you start to uncover your purpose, what you're going to do is you're going to bring that divine gift and that purpose to everything that you do.
So you can be,
you know, bagging groceries at the store, and you can bring whatever that purpose is. You can bring love. You can bring peace. You know, one of someone who I greatly admire is Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk activist. I'm sure most of your watchers have probably heard of him. You know, he's written things like Peace is Every Step. He's a master of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
That guy has embodied, he was a peace activist during the Vietnamese War. He lived there in Vietnam, but he did it through peaceful means, and he has become the embodiment of peace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy is, I mean, you watch him walk, you watch him talk.
Mm-hmm.
He is...
Mm-hmm.
living, breathing peace, and it wouldn't matter what he was doing. You know, he does what he does because that's what he's called to do, but
right.
he could be mowing lawns,
right.
he could be cleaning pools, it
right.
wouldn't matter.
Right.
He's still going to bring that. He's still going to bring that divine gift.
Well, as Michael was sharing and Josh has been sharing, you know, it's a matter of being willing to look deep within yourself and then making the commitment to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get either one of us wrong. None of us can tell you that the process is simple. It's not. Well, no, let me rephrase that. It is simple. It's actually very simple. It's just not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is a risk, but I got to tell you, it is worth every ounce of energy. I can assure you this from the time that I made that same decision and walked away from a 30-year career in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wasn't as forthright as Michael. I just knew that I couldn't continue. It wasn't authentic of me. And my family did suffer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is probably not as wise. I wouldn't recommend doing it the same way I did it. I just basically said I'm done and walked away without knowing what the plan was.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew that there was something else. I didn't know what it was, but I knew there was something else. And it took a couple years to manifest. But anyway, long and short of it is, the risk is well worth it.
It is worth the risk. And if it wasn't worth it, there wouldn't be a risk. You know, you're not going to get anything out of it if it doesn't make you uncomfortable. If it isn't, you know, I like to go on Twitter and I follow Sly Stallone.
Oh,
I love Sylvester Stallone. But he said the other day, and I love this. He said if it doesn't scare the crap out of me, then it's not worth it for me. I'm just not going to do it. And I mean, that guy puts himself in there.
You know,
he's not afraid to do. He'll put himself in the mix. He's not afraid.
And you know what? Isn't that the truth? You and I have had conversations about that kind of energy, and I got to tell you, we're both living it. Uh, we We meet every Friday for lunch and have a mastermind session. That's totally awesome. I just love it. So what's the next step anyone wants to take in this process? What's the next step?
So we're talking about embodiment. The next step is knowing, defining your real edge, finding what your current limits are. And that's really sort of, for me, when I was in the Army, I got to find out where a lot of my limits were, my physical limits, my psychological limits. But it's also just, you don't have to go to those extremes. You can. I mean, you can put yourself in that game. But it's really just about being honest with yourself. What am I willing to do? What am I willing not to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or not willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What am, you know? Where are my limits? And then once you know those limits, it's like a roadmap. If you know your purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know what your divine
mm-hmm.
gift is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your limits are. You know where you are and what you have to bring to the table in any situation.
Right.
Which
right.
is, you know, one of the magical things about discovering your purpose is suddenly you know who you are in any situation.
Well,
and it's very hard for anybody to push you off of your center because you're there all the time.
Exactly. That's where your power is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it, when we walk in not being authentic and not knowing what our purpose is, we can be knocked off
yeah.
center. It's so easy
it's
to
easy.
Get moved off of this path yeah. to this path to this path. And I'm thinking, let's use this as it's a rather benign way of looking at it, but it's very vivid for a lot of people, is this sense of getting rich.
Mm.
You know, you're going to follow any opportunity that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not on center. You're not in your power source. You're not living a life of extraordinary creation. You're just out there fishing for a hook that is going to knock you off every single time. You're going to go to the path of least resistance.
You know, I brought a quote by David Data out of
Ooh, cool.
The Way of the Superior Man, his book. And by the way, I'm not it doesn't matter. I was going to say I'm not a David Data follower per se. In fact, that's the only book of his that I've ever finished.
Okay.
But that book is extraordinary. And if you're a man and you're watching this or listening to this, go get that book.
Cool.
Seriously. But he says, without a conscious life purpose, a man is totally lost, drifting, adapting to events rather than creating events.
Wow.
Which is such what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's what we're doing. That's what Michael's doing. That's what Josh is doing. That's
yeah.
what Jed is doing. We're creating. We create our own destiny. We
mm-hmm.
create our own, Josh and I call it hologram, but you know what? It's all good. Yeah. It really is. And when you are living in that center, I like that what you said about not being able to get knocked off your center,
yeah.
not being able to get distracted or sidetracked. How powerful is that right now in these times? And I don't want to take this conversation into anything that has to do with what isn't. We're here at what is,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is there are many, many, many men that are hurting right now. This is an amazing time. We are in a massive shift in this universe, on this planet, and men are looking for the strength to stand steady
yeah.
in their path. And this is what Josh does. So, you know, I'm going to take one last break, and we'll hopefully our audio works, and then we'll come back and we'll close with that. There's Harry and Phil. That's a good one.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I promise.
Am I on?
Interrupt.
I think these little guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual fart from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your Marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Oh, what a crew. I'll tell you what. But you got to tune in on Monday evenings, Vivid Life Radio. Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil. They truly are a pair to draw to when we talk about authentic standing in their own awareness and their power. Both of them are true, true spirits in themselves. I just I love them both. And so you tune in on Monday evenings at I think it's actually 10 o'clock Eastern. They start, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. Turn in to Vivid Life Radio and Marvelous Monday with Harry and Phil. So we're talking with Josh Dunn, your cutting edge. He's talking about the influence of men living extraordinary lives, men living their passion, men living their purpose, and identifying what that purpose is. And that's what Josh does at Your Cutting Edge. Excuse me. Got a tickle in my throat. And so he helps men identify what their purpose is, identify how to obtain that purpose, and what to do once they find that purpose. And so we're going to close the rest of the show out talking about two components. Well, number one is, what is that next step? Once all this is identified, mm-hmm. once we find out what our purpose is, once we find out what our passion is, once we know that we're going to step into our authenticity and live an extraordinary life, what's next in that process? Oh, well, why don't you start answering that? We'll go ahead.
You want to jump on the call? Or
you want to?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a call.
We'll take the call. Hello?
Jed.
Hey.
How are you? This is Dale DeRoos.
This is who?
Dale DeRoos.
Hey, Dale. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, man. How are you?
Well, really, really well. You know Josh?
Yeah, I know Dale.
Yeah, I know Josh. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing really great.
Well,
it's been a
while
to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. But I'm really glad you guys are talking about this subject. Because I'm on the same path, and I feel like this is part of my purpose, is to help guide other men in what it means to be a man again.
Mm.
And I think our culture has kind of lost that over the last few decades.
Mm.
And there are a lot of men out there that are confused as what it means to be a man. Right, and we get, you know, these hints from TV and stuff like that we're supposed to be this goofball from the romantic comedy because that's what women want, or, you know, we're supposed to give our power away. It's what I do, is especially with male and female relationships.
You're doing the relationship expert, right?
Well, I'm more of, kind of a relationship expert, but what it means to be a man, and especially as it pertains to women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
And there are a lot of women out there today that are looking around for men going, what happened to all the men? All I see is boys. Mm-hmm. Where are the men like my dad and my grandfather were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's really great because – and I know I've talked to you before, and I know you've been doing this work for a while. And I like the way that you just said that. We have gotten away from that. And I think there was a movement, and you know, this is just my opinion, but I think there was a movement for a while towards sort of neutralizing relationships. In other words, taking us away from our polar opposites and having us kind of meet in the middle. And I think it was a very necessary movement at the time, and I think now what's necessary is for us to begin to embrace our our divine masculine power,
mm-hmm.
and for the women
yeah.
to embrace their divine feminine power, and to recognize and embrace the fact that we do have those polar oppositions energetically within us, and when you are firmly seated in your masculine, that actually opens up a space women to be able to express their divine feminine, because when
exactly.
you're not seated in your power, then they have to step up. They have to move towards the middle rather than being comfortable and able to express, you know, their divine feminine gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you're talking about, right, Dale?
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women don't want to do that.
Mm.
There are a lot of women today, and you know, popular culture tells us otherwise, but they still want us as men to lead, and to lead in the relationship, right? And to lead them and be a decision maker, you know, in the family unit and in the relationship. But I have to say one thing is that when you're on your purpose and you're absolutely passionate about it, women find it so sexy, and they pick up on that. They pick
mm-hmm.
up on that energy, and they just absolutely find it so sexy, and they're like, they can spot you out of a crowd.
It's true.
Amazing.
I mean, it really is. You know,
yeah, I can spot Josh anytime, man. I tell you what.
You know, it's funny, though. I have a friend who's a yoga instructor, and she says, you know, I can, if I'm looking at a crowd, I can tell the people that have done yoga and, you know, that are centered in their bodies. It
sure.
is. You can pick up,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've been in this work long enough. You can see when guys are grounded in their purpose and authentically expressing their divine gift, as opposed to guys that, I mean, frankly, are just kind of, you know, going with whatever.
Yeah. Yes, that are just kind of following along with, it's kind of like a pinball machine, right? This person bumps you over there, your boss
yeah.
bumps you over this way, you know, your parents or your family or your girlfriend or your wife bump you in all these directions, but you don't have a target, you don't have an aim.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know where you're going, you're just being bounced around, and that's your life.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Dale, it's a really great segue into what we were going to be talking about next, which is, you know, what's next? Okay, great, you've uncovered your
sure.
purpose, you've uncovered your divine gift, what comes next? And you do, one of the gifts of the divine masculine is that we tend to be able to embody a purpose and a direction. In fact, we need that. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So creating a mission for yourself that is going to capture your purpose, forward your purpose, and also is in alignment with your divine gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So in that process, so let's talk about that as we get ready to close. So what's next for the guy who is identifying that it's not enough, the process that they've been on, the journey they've been on, the path they've been on isn't enough? They realize that their authentic self is, they're not living their authentic self, they're not living that extraordinary piece of their life.
Yeah.
They come to that understanding, they come see you, and what's that process for them?
Well, first thing I recommend that you do, I'm actually coming out with a book, it's called Finding Your Edge, and it's all about what we're talking about here. It's kind of in a nutshell. And that's coming out within the next 2 weeks.
Ooh!
Yeah. So excited about.
Okay, we'll have him back then so we can talk about the book, okay? We'll do that.
But in the meantime, if you want to get advance notice for when it's coming out, and I'll send you an electronic copy of the book for free. Just go to my website, yourcuttingedge.com with hyphens, your-cutting-edge.com, and sign up for my newsletter. You'll also, of course, get weekly tips on expanding your edge, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, that's, so it's, first of all, discovering what your purpose is, embracing your masculine power, and that's exactly what Dale was talking about, which I thought was wonderful. It was really a perfect call.
Yep.
And then your mission is, you know, you're creating a mission to move yourself along. You're always at that edge, you know, and even leaning slightly beyond it.
Right, right.
And then the work is just to expand that edge a little bit of a time. And that's a lot of the work that I do with men is around how do we expand that edge, you know, and the process for that is really simple. We just look at all the different areas of your life, and we begin to expand each of those areas. So, you know, getting your finances handled. Like Dale was talking about, you know, having a relationship that's authentic and that works and that is an authentic expression of you as, you know, your masculine power and allowing your partner to express their feminine power. So like that, right? So we're taking, you know, once we put you in that game, then it's a matter of expanding that edge just a little at a time. And it's an extraordinary journey because the amount of momentum and power that you get from this expanding your edge process is just, I mean, it's astounding. It's like, you know, putting yourself on the front of a freight train or something.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
Which I know you like.
Yeah. man. What is it? What's the name of that? It slipped my mind. I just lost it. Senior moment. But anyway, put me on the front of the freight train. I'm all good.
Absolutely.
So we've been talking to Josh Dunn, yourcuttingedge.com, all separated in normal language, separated by hyphens, yourcuttingedge.com. Check it out. Get a hold of Josh so you can be first in line to get the book, which comes out in a couple weeks. We're going to have him back once the book is done. We'll have a book signing and all that kind of stuff. But I want to thank you so much for being part of my life. Because what it's doing for me is just reinforcing the fact that I am on the right path because the feelings that I experienced in my life were long before I met Josh. And in this process, it's taught me that I did in fact make the right decision to step out and be like Michael said, be extraordinary. And anything but ordinary journey, Michael created the movie. And it's a powerful experience when you're extraordinary, when you step out, and live that kind of life.
Mm.
Brother, I love you, and I just appreciate everything that you're doing for men. We're going to close in just a little bit. I want to do one thing. Before we do that, again, give everybody a quick promo from where they can get a hold of you.
Sure.
All of that kind of stuff, okay?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me through my website. There's a contact page on there. There's all that business on there. But it's yourcuttingedge.com.
Cool.
You can also find me on Twitter, at yourcuttingedge.com.
There you go.
I mean, not .com, excuse me, just at yourcuttingedge.
At yourcuttingedge.
I love Twitter's a fun place to connect with people, too.
Okay, well, and I saw that you we friended each other yesterday.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk the month of April about...
Speaking of someone who is living at their edge, I'm excited for you to tell people about this next person.
Mallory Brown is going to be spending the month with us, and interestingly enough, is World Clothesline. This young woman, and I mean young woman, has made it her mission in life to we buy, we give, together we clothe the world. So join us next week. This is the Success Curve signing off.